Thank you. evening. Nice to be here. Nice to be here, nice to be anywhere. I'm gonna do, gonna play a few traffic songs for you, and then we'll segue into some day stuff. Little Pearly Queen. Town called Worcester, 12 miles from the Welsh border. Anyway, I was about I think, I don't know, just going on 19 when we started Traffic. Still 18. And we all moved into a little place out in the middle of nowhere. Just like that. In fact, that's the plan. No electricity, no running water. Just a little generator. No internet. No cell phones.
It's a blast.
I wonder how we ever made it.
The music! What a blast
it was. Yeah, we had a little generator to run the amp on, candles and oil lamps, stuff like that. We were just, you know, we're kids, what the hell did we care? And we made a lot of music in there. And of course we did. We did a lot of research in there too. Should have been tax deductible, all the research we did. Anyway, I'm going to feature, speaking of that, I'm going to feature Tony Patler here on keyboards, bass, vocals, on a song called Medicated Goo.
Thank you.
Rock and roll stew. Classic Traffic tune. So I worked up a little arrangement of this thing. I hope you like it. Go like this. Thank you.
Spirit is
classic traffic sign here. We're going to bring up somebody to help us out on this. I'm going to bring up Fred. Give a big hand for Fred. This Fred is an issue.
Thank you.
Right about 45. That's
true.
Okay, here you go. Let's try this one. Go back here to I'm called Alone Together. Song called World and Changes. Thank you. Traffic was inducted into the Rock and Roll of Fame in 2004. Yes, they have us in the museum already. And as I said, we were all English guys. Jim Capote over there on the far right. We had bands together when we were kids. He lived 11 miles from me. And our first band was called the Hellions. And then we got cool. And we became the Deep Feeling. Where'd you dig that one up from, Chris? Well, you know. It's nice that I had hair.
Which one are you? Which one?
That's all right. My mother always said grass does not grow on a busy street.
Which one are you?
So, and like I said, I'm from a town called Worcester. It's right in the Midlands, center of England, 12 miles from the Welsh border, and about 25 miles from Stratford-on-Avon. My hometown was first settled in 356 BC, is when my hometown was settled by the Romans. And there's a couple of two or three people that come from a little 15-mile radius of where I grew up, a guitar player named Mick Ralphs, a drummer named John Bonham, and a singer called Robert Plant. And they all grew up in about 15-mile radius. And so anyway, after we got inducted, Jim came back out to California. We were going to work on some new music. And we made a start on some stuff. But, Jim was not feeling well, went back to England. And unfortunately, he subsequently passed away with stomach cancer. And Chris Wood, who was a member of Traffic, like I said earlier, passed away many, many years ago. So there's only myself and Wim Wood left from the original band. But anyway, 6 months after he passed away, a mutual friend brought me a tape of a song that he had started. And it had a great chorus and a great first verse. Music was a little, you know, on the... on the downside. So, the song really wasn't quite finished. So I wrote some new music and kept his chorus lyrics and the first verse, and I wrote some more words to it. And I want to do it for you in memory of Jim. It's called How Do I Get to Heaven? Growing near, we all try to figure out
got the inside of the house where you made all that. Oh, never mind.
And that's, we actually have a, this is a CD here called Futures Past. Actually, the cover's done by Graham Nash.
Oh,
wow. And we have it on vinyl. Yeah. Doesn't come with any seeds in it, but we have it. here's another song that actually is on the CD here. Also, Dear Mr. Fantasy is on there. And if you're going to pick a CD up or something, you know, whatever, a t-shirt or whatever, I'll be happy to come back out there after the show.
Wow.
And shake babies, kiss hands. You know. Happy to come out there and sign for it. Actually, guys, if you get the CD just for this particular song, because this could change your whole relationship. You know what I'm
saying? Which what?
Well, I don't know. That's up to the two of you. I don't know about that. I'm assuming for the better. Play her this song, and you know, it could change the whole. She might even get your beer sandwich right after. You know what I'm saying?
Something is missing from my experience.
Yes, honey, I know. Well, you have what she's having. You know, feel free to dance, but I'm the wind in between. Who cares? You may never see these people again. Who cares?
Thank you.
This song is called Let It Go, Let It Go. Now, this is a little two-chord song that I was only 19 years old when I wrote this, and since then, this song's gone on to be covered by about 50 different artists. And you probably sang it in the karaoke bar somewhere, but you all best know this song done by a guy named Joe Cocker. But just so I get this all straightened out and clear, I want to let you know, I wrote this song. Thank you. Tony Packer. John Sabatero. And Mr. Alvino Dennis. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Dave Mason.